Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome in on a Thursday morning. A little windy out there for you, a little chilly. A little chill in the air, probably the coldest it's been since sometime in early spring this morning, mid-30s. I've got a friend, God bless him, who's in a tree stand this morning. And in this 25 mile an hour wind, he's got to be freezing. But he's deer hunting today. I don't know if it's good or bad when the wind's blowing like that. I was always under the impression that the deer don't tend to move as much when the wind is blowing like
that,
Carl.
They're still hungry.
What's that?
They're still hungry.
Well, it's not hunger that's fueling them right now. It's lust.
Ah.
Yeah.
They're still horny.
Okay. All right, Carl.
I wasn't going to use that terminology, but yeah, the deer are in the rut. The male deers are out looking for some action, and that's generally what leads to their early demise.
Well, maybe if it's windy, they want more action. I don't know.
It's not just deer, Mark.
This conversation has gone south very fast.
They don't like the wind blowing, I understand, because they can't hear things as well, potential threats, like deer hunters around them. So they tend to snuggle down and not
snuggle.
Run around.
Mark, would you like
to
tell people
love to snuggle, Mark.
What happened as dusk was approaching last weekend? You should tell people what happened. Once again.
I killed a deer. Thank you.
Well, it's a big deal because you haven't...
I didn't kill one last year.
Killed one in a couple.
This is true.
Was it just last year or was it...
No, I didn't. I think I got a doe the year before.
What is Mark Native American for?
Bad hunter.
Bad hunter.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. We appreciate that. But not this year, darn it. I did it. And I'll probably go again this weekend, at least one day to see.
Push your luck.
Well, my husband will be out there too, and you men. It's not, I guess, it's not just the men. I know some women hunt, but I'd say the majority of the people out there in 30-degree weather and for hours on end would be the men. And I do not understand it. I hope he gets a deer. I hope you get another deer, I guess. I want my deer sticks.
You're a good hunting widow. Aren't you?
Yes.
Yes. But you're right. The Missouri Department of Conservation, if you follow them on Facebook, they've got a steady stream of pictures that they post of young hunters, many of them female, with much bigger deer than I harvested this past weekend. So somebody somewhere is doing well out there.
We interviewed a woman on Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors 2 weeks ago.
First one to harvest an elk in the state of Missouri. And the rack on that elk was larger than her.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. She's only 5'2".
Yeah.
But the deer's horns were huge. The elk's horns were huge. But anyway, good luck to any of you like Joe who are out in a tree stand this morning. That's rough. I'm just saying. It's cold out there. All right, we got lots to get to for you. We're going to get to a couple of guns and hoses tickets that we've got to give away for you. That's coming up this hour. Tom Ackerman in studio. I had somebody earlier on one of the feeds here, Carl, was at YouTube, who put up OH, to which I would respond IO, since I grew up a Ohio State Buckeyes fan. They'll be playing Tom's beloved Indiana Hoosiers this weekend in college football. So we may get a little side bet going this morning with Tom Ackerman when we get him in here at 6:35. We've got in other news coming up, and a little later we'll talk about that brewing controversy that Kim mentioned out in the Francis Howell School District. It has reared its ugly head again. And there's a board meeting tonight, so we're going to get to that at 7:35. Right now, our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I can't imagine a more desperate or evil thing for Tony Blinken to do. Leave him with a war? A lame duck president trying to start a war with the world's largest nuclear power, Russia.
Yeah, I tell you, that's Tucker Carlson, and I think he's absolutely right. What's going on here, right? We've got a new administration coming in, and the current administration seems to be trying to stir up a war to maybe a point of no return before Joe Biden leaves office.
Nobody should be disqualified because of a media report.
It's more than it's an investigation.
By the department, he wants to leave.
Bipartisan efforts.
And they didn't proceed forward.
Yeah, they didn't proceed forward. They didn't release the ethics report on Matt Gaetz from the House, although I'm sure some Democrats going to leak parts of it to CNN. Just wait for it. And it's possible with what's about to happen in Washington that that individual might pay a price for that leak for the first time ever.
Stockholders right now on Wall Street are wondering about, before they decide what to do with Comcast shares, we could all be fired a year from now. Whenever this happens, you never know what's going to happen.
Or tomorrow.
I'm in media. You all always live with that fear that you're a station or whatever could be sold and then you're out of a job. It's possible. But at MSNBC, Joe Scarborough and Mika, at least they got a backup plan. Now they've been to Mar-a-Lago, right?
Nothing is done to this guy. He had a criminal record to start with. He's in the country on illegal grounds. You have falsely and illegally allowed him in. He commits a crime against a child. He's not prosecuted. It's expunged. In November, get this. In November, Ibarra files an application for employment authorization. And unbelievably, on December the 9th, 2023, it's approved.
Wow. Josh Hawley was on fire when he was questioning Alejandro Mayorkas about the Ibarra case and the Lakin, the Riley Lakin case.
Yeah, the Lakin Riley case.
Lakin Riley. Yeah. I said her name backwards there. It's I mean, what a shame that of course, you got a guilty verdict in that case, and the guy's going to jail forever.
Without parole, it should have been the death penalty.
Should automatically be the death penalty. If you're a non-citizen and you kill a citizen, you murder a citizen in cold blood, the death penalty should be automatic. I don't know why that's not a thing, but to understand, I mean, that this is exactly the concern we've had about the illegal border crossings all along, is that you are allowing in people who were murderers and rapists in their home country. You did nothing to filter them when you let them across the border, and they came here and killed and raped our daughters. That's infuriating.
Mm-hmm.
Hawley went on with the Mayorkas. Listen.
So this is your policies in action, Mr. Secretary. A criminal is permitted into this country on grounds flatly not permitted, flatly contradictory to the statute. He commits a crime against a child, and then he gets a work permit. He gets a work permit. You want to know why all of the jobs in the last 2 or 3 years have gone to illegal migrants? Working people in this country can't get a job. Their unemployment rate's high. Why? Because of things like this. And then what's he do? Well, we all know. Then in February, he commits the heinous crime against Lakin Riley.
Yeah. And got a free airplane ride.
And was staying at the Roosevelt Hotel in New York, a 4-star hotel on the taxpayer's dime. It's wild the way that these illegals have been treated, and you contrast that with the way our veterans have been treated and other people, United States citizens who are living on the streets. And you hear our mayor, who acts like she cares about the quote unquote unhoused, as she talks about, you know, she refers to him that way because that's the politically correct way nowadays. But then they also support this nonsense with illegals and bending over backwards for them.
Yeah. It angers me. And I really wish there was a way for these parents to get some sort of retribution legally against the officials that made these decisions. Mm-hmm. And you know that's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Lakin Riley's mother will never get the satisfaction of knowing that the people who decided to open the southern border, Mayorkas, Harris, Biden, will never be held accountable for any of their actions. And they all did it for purely political reasons.
I tried to listen to their statements to the judge before he, you know, made his, you know, announced that the guilty verdict. And I couldn't even get through it. It was Lakin's mom, her dad, her younger sister. And I was getting emotional. I'm like, I can't even wrap my brain around how just gut wrenching that would be.
Yeah.
You should try to listen to it. It's, oh.
Wow. All right. Well, we will try to do that. Coming up, we'll give away a couple tickets to Guns and Hoses. Carl, I almost said Guns and Roses. Why would I do that?
Because you might hear them later.
Because we play that music all the time whenever we talk about it. We'll get to that for you. Tom Ackerman at the bottom of the hour. All right, you know what that sound means? A little Guns and Roses for Guns and Hoses. We are giving away a pair of tickets today for Guns N' Hoses. Want to give a shout out to our friends at Golden Oak Lending and T.R. Hughes Homes, who are supporting our whole effort this year to raise some money for backstoppers with Guns N' Hoses. We're proud to be the only radio station in town that will be simulcasting that event the night before Thanksgiving here on the 27th of November. We got a pair of tickets to give away today. We'll give away another pair tomorrow. Kim, pick a number, any number. What do you think?
Seven.
All right. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Caller 7 gets that pair of tickets today. The phone lines are now officially open, and good luck to you. Kim and I will see you down there. Carl Middleman will be there, but will not be seen.
Nope.
Because he'll be hiding in his booth.
Sharing the music with DJ Dex. He'll be playing your Thumpa Thumpa. I'll be playing all the songs that Mark knows.
And he'll be playing all the walkout music for the athletes as they get into the ring to box.
It's nice that you're calling them athletes.
Well, they are athletes. Are you kidding me?
They're part-time athletes, Mark. Even though they've trained for a whole year for this. Because you have to, like, put your name in now for next year.
You know, Carl, who are you to say that they can't identify as athletes?
I would like them to identify as first responders first, and then athletes.
Well, they've got a physically demanding job.
Yeah.
So many of them are in good shape. Just like any profession, I'm sure there's some of them that aren't in. Those are not the ones that are getting in the ring, though, right? Honestly. Yes.
Can you really be in bad shape, though, and be in law enforcement? Oh. I mean, you're running.
You can.
Not at first,
but like over the course of your career, you can get the Dunlop.
Pack some pounds on.
Your belly's Dunlopped over your belt. You can get that.
There's going to be one MMA fight at the show.
Okay.
And there is one female fight.
Only one this year?
Only one this year.
All right.
They streamlined it down for television because 97.1 and KTVA are going to be airing it. So they have to make sure. There is one swing bout, too. So if you get there at 5:30 when they begin, there will be three bouts that air before the TV broadcast. And then the rest of them, there's one swing bout in case somebody gets knocked out. That means that fight may or may not happen.
Oh, okay. So how intense do these fights get?
Usually, if you've been training for a year, you want to fight somebody.
No, we're not talking
it's one of two things. It's usually very intense in the first round because they're all pumped up. And then your hand starts feeling like you've got 15-pound weights hanging off of it by about the third round. So if you're not in really good shape and you haven't been training a lot, you're getting pretty exhausted. Now, a couple years ago, they had a heavyweight bout down there.
Heavyweight bouts.
And those guys went at it for all of the rounds. They were battering each other. It looked like something that you would have felt proud of paying your money for at Madison Square Garden.
But we're not talking like Mike Tyson level where you're biting ears or Amanda Serrano where you're going to be headbutting.
Hug afterwards and, you know, high-five each other.
Well, but so did the other boxers, and Amanda Serrano clearly intentionally headbutted Katie Taylor.
Well, tomorrow we're going to get Chief Greg Brown in here, and I think Larry O'Toole is going to stop by. He's going to be the new head of Backstoppers. And they're going to swing by tomorrow morning to talk a little bit more about this and whether or not there are any tickets left and some of the great fundraising opportunities that will be going on even tomorrow night. Obviously, they bring in a lot of money for Backstoppers with this is biggest event of the year. But they've got some art that you have an opportunity to bid on while you're down there. Anything we can do to help them, obviously, we like to do that. So we'll give away another pair of tickets tomorrow. Looking forward to that. You know, you always have an opportunity to participate in my ATF raffle. I really hope we're behind a little bit. I'm a little concerned about that. The tickets are only $1 a piece. $1. Now, we want you to, the minimum purchase is 10, and that's not our choice. That's the online charity raffle organization that Responder Rescue is using. It requires a minimum $10 purchase, so you get 10 tickets. If you buy $50, you get 55 tickets. So you get bonus tickets the more money you spend, and all of the money goes directly into the account for Responder Rescue, which has the back of these men and women if they hurt their back, for example, or they have a dental emergency, or they're laid off and they've got some big bill that they can't pay. Responder Rescue takes requests, and they step in and they use money to pay for those things. And what we try to do in November is show them a little bit of love. And we've raised about 80 grand the last 3 years total. We're trying to add to that this year. Three fabulous prizes: alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. It is the ATF raffle. Pretty easy for you to participate. Just text the word responder to 33100. Responder to 33100. You'll get a link to your phone that takes you to the website, and you can purchase whatever number of tickets you would like. And if you've got Apple Pay set up or whatever, whatever's on your phone, you can pay for it right there really easily. I don't think we could have made it any easier. It's on my website as well, 971talk.com.
If you're watching the stream right now, it's at the very bottom.
Yeah, it's at the bottom. And if you go to the Range St. Louis West in person for some reason, they've got an iPad set up right in the front of the store there where you can buy tickets when you walk in the door. We're trying to make it as easy as possible for you to buy a few tickets, and the computer will select the winners on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving at about 12:30 out at the Range St. Louis West. Thanks to all of our sponsors and all the people that have contributed so far. It's going to be a fantastic raffle. Coming up, Tom Ackerman in studio. We'll find out what he thinks about Mizzou's chances this weekend. We'll be back.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Right on time delivery. Tom Ackerman rolling in the door here, ready to talk some college football. He might be a little distracted today. Like, Tom, if I said to you, OH, what would your response be to that?
Come on.
IU.
That would be my response to that, big boy. We're going to have ourselves a game on Saturday.
Yeah.
I think people are underestimating Indiana a little bit, which is fine. I mean, it's totally fine. I mean, you know, they're 10-0. They played their schedule. It's not their fault that Michigan wasn't great this year and Washington wasn't great this year. Last year, they were in the national championship game, those two teams. Michigan was ranked 3 when the Indiana schedule came out last year. Washington was 5. Heck, even UCLA was 19. It's not their fault that UCLA wasn't good. They smashed everybody this year except Michigan, who played them tough in Bloomington, and they got through it with a very, very good defensive effort. So now it's their biggest challenge. It's Ohio State on Saturday. Indiana's a 13-point dog. Ohio State's great. Indiana's played them well through the years. Not really recently, the last couple of years. Last year they lost to him 23-3 in the opening game in Bloomington. And late after that season, they fired Tom Allen. They actually bought him out. They paid like $20 million to get rid of him.
Wow.
Indiana's loaded with money, if you didn't know.
Yes.
They just write a check.
Those rich alumni like Tom Ackerman.
So they hire Kurt Cignetti. What a breath of fresh air this has been. I mean, he is just – he just says – what he wants to say, he's confident.
When's the last time he lost? Remind me.
Yeah, last year. He was asked, you know, he was the coach at JMU last year.
Okay.
They lost one game. So, you know, they said, why are you so confident about your team? He's like, you know, my coaching staff has won 25 of the last 26 games.
Yeah,
I think we feel pretty good. Now, they're going to go in there feeling like, not how do we keep this close so that the committee still respects us. I do believe they're going to go up there thinking they can win the game. Now, whether they can is another story. I mean, you're going to have to play very, very well, which they do with play discipline, but you can't make mistakes, can't turn it over, give Ohio State a short field. That game will be over in a blink. But if you play them like they've played everybody else, disciplined football, move the ball with a great quarterback, they can make a game out of that, and they can beat Ohio State. But, you know, it'll be fun. I feel much better about it. After they beat Michigan, that was such a huge win because now they're 10-0. Had they gone into this 9-1, you know, they're in huge trouble.
You know, I grew up in Southern Ohio, so I was always a Buckeyes fan, football fan growing up. So I joked here earlier that maybe we put a little side bet on this. Kim St. Ange thought the winner should have to buy her breakfast.
Because that way I win
the
either
loser,
way.
I should say, have a shit to buy.
I think
breakfast.
That's a good deal for Kim. And
it's a good deal for Kim.
I would gladly buy you breakfast, but I'm looking forward to Mark buying you a nice breakfast.
I'm just looking forward to either of you buying me breakfast.
It's going
to
be fun.
Are we playing it straight up?
Yeah, I'll do straight
okay,
up.
All
I
right,
don't need
all
points.
Right. He feels confident.
Because
that's
if they lose...
A clear...
That's, whoa!
Yeah, yeah. That's my...
A clear
news,
view of who's going to win, right?
My news bulletin that I would feel bad even... You know, if we lose the game, we lose the game. Like, yeah. I wouldn't feel good with a cover. I want to win the game straight up. So I'd rather bet it straight up. Yeah.
All right. Good. So there you go, Kim.
Okay. Wow, this is
no matter
fantastic.
Who loses, you
I didn't
win.
Think, yeah, I didn't think you guys would agree to this.
No matter who wins, you win.
What? Let's always bet that way.
Yeah. I look at it this way. How much would I pay for an Indiana win?
Thank you.
Yeah.
You don't care.
I mean, I just want to see him win the game. And if they lose it and I got to buy breakfast, it is what it is. It's all good.
Hey, yeah, you know, the Blues are getting some hate. They revealed their jerseys for the Winter Classic, and people are not a fan.
They're fine.
A couple of my friends liked it. I'll tell you, my honest first impression is I didn't like it.
I
like the blue note, and I don't like anything else. I know it says St. Louis across the front, and that's cool. Now, but it looks kind of, it's okay. I didn't have that much of an opinion. It wasn't like I looked at it and
repulsed,
wrinkled my face or whatever. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
I didn't see it. I'm trying.
If
to
someone
look
gave
it, I'm
you
look
one,
it
you wouldn't like. I'm never going to wear this.
Yeah,
wear it.
I guess. I don't know. I'm not a big jersey wearer to begin with, but I prefer the blue note. My first look at it, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. I think that they should wear... I understand. They change it up because they want you to buy them.
Yep.
You know, so they're trying to get people to buy. That's why the Cardinals have their change of jerseys. That's why Major League Baseball does the City Connects and things like that. I got it.
Well, they really need to win, so...
I'm just more of a classic jersey guy.
Yeah,
Blues, Blackhawks.
Yeah, I don't lie. I'm not.
Yeah, you know, it's.
But it's
yeah.
not as bad as that the Lou thing the Cardinals did. I'll just have to say, was not a fan of that one.
I thought the Lou was okay.
Okay.
The Lou
was that
okay.
City?
Yeah,
no,
City
the
Connect.
Cardinal.
City
Connect. St. Louis.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that it's fine. They're going up there wearing St. Louis jerseys in Chicago. It's fine. Whatever. I don't really have much of an opinion on that.
They're playing a team with 3 wins tonight, Kim, so there's a chance.
No, don't you say that, Carl, because you would think they beat some of the other teams they played,
nope,
I guess,
it's
and
look
they
like the
have
Stanley
not.
Cup tonight, and they're going to beat
so,
the hell out of
so,
us.
So Tom and I were talking about this the other day, and Kim, it's not because of what you think that I want to bring this up.
Oh, gosh.
But
Kentucky.
Travis Ford, the SLU, former SLU coach Travis Ford, did a fantastic job this week. And I'd never heard him do play-by-play. I mean, he was doing color commentary, I guess, for the Kentucky game against Lipscomb. And he killed it. He crushed it.
He was great. In fact, I did reach out to him yesterday.
Oh, did you text him? Good.
Yeah, he thanked us for those compliments. He is really good at what he does. I think he's going to be a good basketball broadcaster. I had no idea. I should have known better. We should have tried to hire him. No, I'm just kidding. He's really great. I think that he's got a chance to be really good if that's the direction he wants to go. I would imagine usually coaches have an itch to get back into it, but some don't.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's run its course and, like, you know, my man Tom Crean or somebody like that wants to continue on as a broadcaster and maybe get back into coaching when the timing is right. But yeah, he was really good at it. And I'm happy for him. You know, I always enjoyed just talking to him in general, the shows that we did together. So yeah, it sounded very natural. And he's a good, smart basketball man.
You have another game on Friday, right? SLU plays on Friday, and you'd be doing play-by-play
Yeah,
for that?
I won't do that one. They're going to be in Wichita tomorrow night late. I will do the women's game on KMOX on Saturday afternoon while the Indiana-Ohio State game's going, by
oh,
the way.
Yeah. Tom.
Don't worry.
That's rough.
Are you
going to
have your
worry.
Phone like on your lap
don't
secretly
you
streaming
worry.
That game?
Tom is the consummate professional.
Ways.
He will not be distracted at all.
No.
Tom's doing play-by-play, and he's like, yes!
Only
I
doing
mean...
commercial breaks. Yeah. Touchdown!
I'm sorry, what was that, Tom?
Field goal.
Nothing. Yeah.
It was a field goal.
Yes, that's right.
So, Tom, you ready for this next Wednesday?
By the way, the Blues only have 2 more wins than the Sharks do.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sharks have 6.
You going to Guns and Hoses?
I am doing
the
telecast on Fox 2.
Okay, that's right. Forgot about that.
We're doing the telecast. Jesse Finney is my analyst. Guess who the ringside reporter is? Right down the hall here.
Julie
Tristan.
Tristan, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep,
she's Team Red.
She's a captain, but
she's married to a firefighter.
Suggestion was, you know, she's already in the ring after every match. Let's have her interview the winner.
Oh,
I thought
nice.
You were going to say, let's have her fight.
So Chris Pronger, who is not able to make it this year, he was our ringside reporter, is being replaced by Julie Tristan.
Nice.
Yes.
I'm going for the first time.
Oh, man, you're going to love it. It is a great, great show.
There's a women's fight I saw, and I watched the Tyson fight, and of course Netflix was buffering for like 80% of the broadcast, but I saw clips of the women's fight, and that one was way more intense than it's even great. The Tyson fight.
There's an MMA fight, too, so it's great. It's all for a great cause, also for Backstoppers, so you'll have a blast.
And I was telling Kim about the heavyweight fight. You have a 6'275 pounder versus a 6'365 pounder.
Holy cow. Night before Thanksgiving, so make sure if the tickets, it always sells out. So if you can snag one, get one. It's definitely worth it.
Yeah, we've been giving them away, and I mentioned that yesterday that hair saloon, certain locations, they still have tickets. Yeah. So it may not hurt to call and see if they've got some tickets left.
I have to get back to my radio station.
All right.
I love hanging with you guys.
Thank you, Tom.
See
you.
We appreciate it.
Good luck to your Hoosiers on this weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll be thinking about you.
Let's go.
What's that?
You don't mean that.
As a fan, I do. Yes, I do. Because they're having a historic season at his college. And you know what? If age brings you any perspective at all, it's that when you're young and your team is doing well like that, you're really into it, but you don't appreciate it the way somebody like Tom Ackerman is going to appreciate it, because Indiana football has never been this competitive.
No.
This is going to be the greatest team in his lifetime, and he and Alex next door here is on Y98 this morning. They're both Hoosier fans, and they're in seventh heaven right now. The opportunity to beat Ohio State potentially and go 11-0 for this season is just incredible. It's just never happened before. So
yeah, I've never experienced that as a Mizzou fan.
I mean,
there's been some good games.
Yeah, sure. They've had some great
seasons. I remember when they beat Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
When I was in college. I forget how old I was, what year I was, but I remember everyone rushing the field. And I mean, that was a huge win. They were number one.
Yeah.
But we've never had that season. You know, like it will look promising in the beginning. You know, we were ranked so high. What, number 9 or 6? I mean, we were in the top
last
10.
Year.
And then something
and
happens.
And then we just fall.
Yeah.
Yeah. And same with Mizzou basketball. It just, you never know.
Well, it could have one of those magical seasons coming up. Who knows?
I'm not going to hold my breath.
I'm going to the Mizzou Kentucky basketball game. I've already secured my tickets for March 8th.
Is it at Mizzou?
At Mizzou.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So
what
I
day
can
of the
just
week
have to
is
drive
it,
2 hours. It's a Thursday night, Carl.
So guess who will be hosting on
March
Friday?
March 9th, I will not be here. I'm just saying. I'm just speculating here. But yeah. Going to go down there with a couple of my closest Mizzou fan friends, and we're going to watch.
I'll mark my calendar for March 9th.
It should be good. Yeah, go ahead and get that, pencil that in, please. All right, coming up, we'll get to In Other News with Ethan. Stand by.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In Other News.
It looks like Pamela Hayden, a longtime voice actor on The Simpsons, is retiring after 35 years on the show. Known for voicing Milhouse and numerous other characters, Hayden has contributed to nearly 700 of the 774 episodes. Her roles included Jimbo Jones, Rod Flanders, Janie Ann, Malibu Stacy, among others.
Wow. Bart was voiced by a woman, right?
It still
yes.
is.
Still it still is. Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah. I remember hearing that a few years ago and being surprised when I saw a picture of her.
That's what we were talking about. I'm like, you're surprised. Like, it's surprising how many of those voices are women's voices.
Uh-huh.
But like Carl said, they're all prepubescent boys. So how else are you going to do it?
And Milhouse created Fall Out Boy. And that's how the band took their name.
Oh.
Well. Yep.
So the producers of The Simpsons are worried that their cast members, since they've been doing this since 1989, that some of them are older, that they're worried that they're going to have to replace them eventually because The Simpsons are never dying.
Oh, well, I guess you got to prepare for that eventuality. I could do that.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Nice. The 58th Annual Country Music Association Awards were held in Nashville. It celebrated the top achievements in country music. It looks like Lainey Wilson and Chris Stapleton were the major winners, with Morgan Wallen taking the coveted Entertainer of the Year. Highlights included a star-studded tribute to George Strait, who performed and received the Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award. Other key nominees included Cody Johnson and Post Malone. Looks like Chris Stapleton's White Horse took Single of the Year and Album of the Year. So, Song of the Year. Sorry, not album.
And
song.
Morgan Wallen just didn't show up. I mean,
yeah,
he had to know he was going to be a big winner.
Throwing chairs.
Oh, come on.
He does have a drinking problem.
Well, maybe he's on concert right now? Is he on tour?
He might have been.
Would you really schedule a tour around this, though? Isn't that a pretty... it's a highly anticipated event for any artist who especially might win.
The other one. How many country music award shows are there?
Well, how many times has he won? Maybe he's just thinking, you know, whatever. That's skip a couple here and there.
Mark, I think you'd like that Chris Stapleton White Horse song. It's a rock
song. It is a good song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, Chris Stapleton is fantastic.
I would say most Chris Stapleton songs are good. The 2025 Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival lineup was announced. Looks like headliners are going to be Lady Gaga, Green Day, and Post Malone, and Travis Scott. They're all going to be performing. It's set on April 11th through the 13th and April 18th through the 20th at the Empire Polo Grounds in Indio, California. Also performing is going to be Missy Elliott, Charlie XCX, Megan Thee Stallion, The Original Misfits, and The Go-Go's.
Wow. Well, we were listening to something from Megan Thee Stallion yesterday that we could never play on the radio.
Yeah. Even the first word.
Oh, my goodness.
That's who Kamala Harris paid how many millions of dollars to perform at one of her rallies?
Just absolutely obnoxious.
Also, Green Day is still a thing. Like, they're still a cool band.
They sell out everywhere.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Aren't the tickets to Coachella, don't they start at like $1,000? It's crazy.
Several-day festival.
Yeah. Well, so.
Still not worth it.
Plus,
I'm just not
you
got
to go to California.
Like
no, thank you. I'm sorry.
Looks like Jay Leno recently suffered facial injuries, a broken wrist, and lost a fingernail after tumbling down a 60-foot steep hill in Pennsylvania while trying to take a shortcut to dinner. Despite being all black and blue and wearing an eye patch, the 74-year-old comedian performed his scheduled show before seeking medical attention.
Trying to take a shortcut to dinner on a 60-foot hill? Where the hell was he?
He was staying at a Hampton Inn. And everyone's like, you are like a multimillionaire and you're staying at a Hampton Inn.
You know what? It's 2024. We're living in Joe Biden's economy and inflation has been hard. That's when you know it's bad when Jay Leno has to stay at a Hampton Inn.
They put me up at the Hampton Inn.
He probably had the suite at the Hampton Inn. But still,
I'm sure.
I mean,
he wanted to have his own. Do they have a little kitchenette? Maybe he really wanted the kitchenette.
If you were watching that show, would you be listening to any of the jokes? Or would you be? Did you see a picture of him?
I did with his eye patch. Horrible.
Okay. It looks like someone took rocks and threw them and beat him the hell out.
The black eye sounds awful, but what sounds worse to me is losing a fingernail.
Yeah.
But he also, it's not just the black eye, it's his whole quarter of his head is
black and
bruised.
Mm-hmm. Well, he'll never be taking a shortcut to dinner again.
No, I would guess not.
I heard the name of the hill was gambling debt.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Rough. just to get this one out here real quick, Circle K is hoping to give drivers something to be thankful for this holiday season. Several pump stations across the country are price cutting today. The gas station is offering up to 40-cent discount from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. local time at participating local Circle K brands. If you want to find out which one, most of St. Louis looks like they're doing this, go to circlek.com/fuel-day. It's today only, 40 cents off,
so that means
4
it's
to 7.
People are going to be lining up.
Anybody in line at the gas station near my house is the Circle K. So
I'll meet you there, Mark.
Yeah, no kidding. You know right where I'm talking about, too. All right, we're back here. In just a couple minutes, we'll talk to former Senator Jim Talent. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.